Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 337. I'm younger than that now. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the fourth month, on the 19th day of the fourth month.
Dan, after the iPod trial victory, see letter 62 with attachment, volume 1. Satan still found ways to assault my mind and body from time to time at G6 before making his last and final attempt in procuring my earthly demise. There was the casino stroke, letter 123, volume 3, that resulted in my going to see a neurologist to confirm I didn't have a stroke. And there was the verbal assault that resulted in letter 193, the word against G6. Then there was his verbal ridiculing retort through a certain doctor, one of the two doctors that I saw for a spinal injection. I said to the doctor something about having a pinched nerve, and he immediately responded with, "That's the diagnosis," in a momentary tone of voice that resonated with contempt. The thought behind that response was that, since I was not a collegiate physician, I was not capable of knowing that I had a pinched nerve causing pain. This happened in June or July of 2013. I had the injection on the 7th of August 2013, the day before we had Mycroft put to sleep. The injection was performed by his partner, since the first doctor I saw could not be available in the morning, at their joint clinic. But one of the most underhanded ways Satan assaulted me was to go after my ability to shut off the flow of urine after I had relieved myself. This was an attack in my prostate area. I remember one day at work that, after using the restroom, I had to use a paper towel to soak up the excess urine that was still dripping from the urethra. This started sometime in 2012, and lasted for a little over a year, until about 2 or 3 weeks after the 9th of October 2013. That's when I was healed. One night while I was in bed sleeping, suddenly I became half awake, and I felt the spiritual hands of Jesus, the great physician, gently moving in my groin area. The gift of knowledge informed me that Jesus was healing what Satan had been destroying. I hadn't even prayed for this. Jesus just flat out healed me from dribbling urine after taking a piss. But it took over a month to break the habit of reaching for a paper towel, even with Angel Gabe reminding me that I was healed and I didn't need to use the paper towels anymore. And I haven't had the problem since. One thing I observed a little while ago is that it seemed as though I aged more than I should have while working at G6, especially during the direct conflicts with Satan. Sometimes while under assault I would close my eyes at work in a private space, and my lips would start to quiver, and I would start feeling like I was becoming a frail old man. Then I would recover and continue to work. I remember this was especially true in the ER. And then I noticed in the past year that my beard has gone from being somewhat soft to quite stiff, like sandpaper. But in the past 2 weeks or so, the Lord began to minister hope omnipotent to us in the form of a word. There was no phenomenal sign or anything like that. Just one day the Holy Spirit gently began to float the notion that our Creator God will restore a decade of youth to me when I turn 60. He was rather quiet about this, but it is His word. Since then the Lord has further clarified Jesus' intentions concerning this miracle. When I turn 60 years old, He will turn back the clock, and the calendar, and restore 10 years of life, read that youth, to me. This will be at the same time that he effects the promise of healing he specified in the prophetic poem he gave me titled 71595. To clarify, God will restore 10 years of life to me, year for year what Satan stole from me, and heal my body and soul as well. This will happen according to his word. I also have reason to believe that he will restore monetary fortune to me that I lost due to my inability to work to the fullest capacity of what I could have, and the investment loss from the devil's attack on my commodities broker in 1997. And even more to the point, Angel Gabriel reminded me of the last line in the poem, "I shall ride again." Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I defined these terms quite clear, no doubt, somehow. Ah, but
I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.